With 5 weeks remaining in the season, Park City Mountain Resort's Andy Miller says there are many activities available to round out the spring, starting with the Corona Ski Beach, a tradition that began just last weekend.
It was a big hit, so we're bringing it back this Saturday, the same spot right next to the mid-station at Payday Lift. It's open to the public, open to guests of all ages. Noon to 3, it'll run. We'll have a hot grill, some brats and burgers going on there, draft and bottled beer, music by DJ Matty Moe, some fun snow games. We had badminton going on and cornhole. I think those will be coming back. Beach chairs and just a really fun atmosphere. Just kind of chill out on the mountain and take a break from the skiing during the day. That'll be from noon to 3 this Saturday.
Again, he says that's at Payday's Mid Station, a large, fairly flat beach area you can access a variety of ways. Then, says Miller, a big welcome home on March 29th for Park City's Ted Ligety following his World Cup finals this weekend in Austria.
Our Olympic hero, Olympic gold medalist Ted Ligety. We're working with Coca-Cola on this. And 10 lucky guests who are winning a contest, I think run by Coca-Cola, actually winning a chance to have a chance to ski with Ted in the morning, take a couple runs. And then at 10 o'clock, he'll be in the resort plaza meeting with the entire general public there, taking photos, signing autographs. Be a great way for us to welcome home Ted. Of course, he grew up skiing, learning to ski on our slopes, learning to race on our slopes. And we were awfully proud watching him win a gold medal in the giant slalom in Sochi. And so we're excited to welcome him back.
Miller says that's part of the larger Snow Aces celebration that lasts from March 22nd through the 30th. It's the Family Spring on Snow celebration.
We'll have all sorts of different activities going on each day throughout those 9 days. We kick it off with a carnival in the resort plaza with all sorts of games and magicians and performers. We're going to be screening Cloud Nine. That's the Disney movie that filmed in our Superpipe February of last year and then premiered back in the fall on the Disney Channel. We'll be roasting s'mores in the resort plaza by those fire pits, scavenger hunts on the mountain, snow bowling and mini golf, an avalanche dog meet and greet, and a whole bunch of other stuff going on each of those days. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Then the resort is bringing back an event held in the 1980s, the Bartender's Cup.
It's our Bartender's Cup. This is on April 8th, and we're opening this to bartenders and bars from anywhere here in Park City. Up to 16 teams will be competing for bragging rights. They'll be racing on the NASTAR course on Blanche Run, mixing some faux drinks and having to race down the course, carrying it on a tray and handing it off to a teammate. So the best combination of speed and minimum drink spillage will determine our winner, and you actually win a trophy that you get to proudly display in your watering hole for the next year and all the bragging rights that go with it. That's the Bartender's Cup on Tuesday, April 8th.
That's Andy Miller of Park City Mountain Resort. He says you can find out more about the Bartender's Cup and all the springtime events at parkcitymountain.com. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.